Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A court hearing took place on Friday, April the 10th, involving a man named Mark Wesley Rolfe. He's facing several charges related to inappropriate behavior between two teenagers. During the hearing, two former employees shared their alleged experiences. Both said they worked for Mr. Rolfe at different times and described situations where he allegedly asked very personal questions and made them feel uncomfortable at work. They also alleged that he sometimes touched them in ways that were not appropriate and continued even when asked to stop. The young women also explained Mr. Rolfe gave them gifts which they felt made the situation more confusing and harder to speak up about. One of them said she was afraid to tell anyone at first, but years later decided to share her story with a police officer. The lawyers on both sides shared their arguments, prosecution saying the evidence shows Mr. Rolfe acted inappropriately and used his position of authority to pressure the young women. The defense argued there was not enough proof and pointed out that the reports were made at a much later date. After reviewing everything, the judge decided there was enough evidence for the case to move forward. The judge said the actions described could meet the legal definitions of the charges. The case will now continue in a higher court with the hearing scheduled for Monday, April the 27th. A grass fire response on Saginaw's east side led to a grim discovery Wednesday morning, as firefighters located human remains behind a vacant structure. Crews had been dispatched shortly before noon to the area Bagley Street and East Holland Roads after reporting a fire spreading through nearby grass. While working to contain the flames, firefighters found the body of an adult male and immediately notified law enforcement. Police, along with investigators from the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit, secured the scene and began collecting evidence. Authorities have not yet confirmed the man's identity or cause of death and say efforts are underway to notify next of kin. Anyone with information is asked to contact Saginaw Police Department or submit tips anonymously online or through Crime Stoppers. And Michigan's top law enforcement official is warning residents about a rise in investment scams spreading across social media platforms. Attorney General Dana Nessel says fraudulent schemes are increasingly appearing on sites like Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, often using fake ads and manipulated videos to appear legitimate. Many scams promise high or guaranteed returns and may even feature well-known public figures without their consent. Officials say these schemes commonly include so-called pump-and-dump operations, where scammers inflate the value of stocks or cryptocurrency before selling off and leaving investors with losses. Others involve building trust with victims over time, encouraging them to invest through fake platforms that ultimately block withdrawals and demand additional fees. Nessel urges residents to be cautious of unsolicited investment offers, especially those that pressure quick decisions, require cryptocurrency payments, or move conversations to private messaging apps. Consumers are also advised to independently verify financial advisors and be wary of any opportunity that seems too good to be true. Anyone who believes they may be a victim or have been targeted is encouraged to report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission or the Michigan Attorney General's office. And we'll return right after this.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. As national gas prices soar due to the conflict in the Strait of Hormuz, tribally owned gas stations in states like Oklahoma, Arizona, and New Mexico are reporting record long lines. Because these stations are located on sovereign land, many are able to offer fuel at slightly lower rates than state-regulated competitors by bypassing certain local taxes. While this provides relief for commuters, it has sparked a legal debate in several state legislatures regarding tax revenue losses. Tribal leaders argue that their price points are a vital community service and a right of their sovereign states during a national economic crisis. And lesson, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard issued a stern warning today, stating it will deal severely with any military ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz without prior authorization. This escalation comes immediately after the failure of peace talks in Pakistan and a U.S. Navy operation to clear mines from the critical shipping lane. The U.N. Maritime Chief has responded by insisting that Iran has no legal right to charge tolls or block the international waterway. Global shipping companies remain on high alert, with many diverting vessels around the Cape of Good Hope, a move that significantly increases the cost and time of global trade. And that's been a look at your news. We'll return right after this for a look at our weather with Steve Adamson.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.